God. Bless President Donald J. Trump and America, our great nation. Guide us to remember the words of the psalmist, who may dwell on your holy mountain, one who does what is right and speaks the truth, who knows that when you eat the labor of your hands, you are praiseworthy, that he who sows in tears shall reap in joy, because the freedoms we enjoy are not granted in perpetuity, but must be reclaimed by each generation. As our ancestors have planted for us, so we must plant for others. While it is not for us to complete the task, neither are we free to desist from them. Dispense justice for the needy and the orphan, for they have no one but their fellow citizens. And because a nation's wealth is measured by her values and not by her faults, bless all of our allies around the world who share our beliefs. By the rivers of Babylon, we wept as we remembered Zion. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill. The doer of all these shall never falter. May the days come when justice will dwell in the wilderness and righteousness will abide in the fertile fields, and the work of righteousness will be peace, quietness, and confidence forever. Amen.
Mr. President, in the Bible, rain is a sign of God's blessing. And it started to rain, Mr. President, when you came to the platform. And it's my prayer that God will bless you, your family, your administration, and may he bless America. The passage of scripture comes from 1 Timothy chapter 2. I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings, for all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good, and it pleases God, our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank you, Father, for letting us share this great moment together. Let us not take for granted the air we breathe or the life you've given us. We are all created by you with one blood, all nations to dwell upon this land together. We're not enemies, but brothers and sisters. We're not adversaries, but we're allies. We're not foes, but we're friends. Let us be healed by the power of your love and united by the bond of your spirit. Today, we pray for our 45th president, the vice president, and their families. We give them the wisdom to guide this great nation, the strength to protect it, and their hands to heal it. Bless President Donald J. Trump. We ask that you give him the wisdom of Solomon, the vision of Joseph, and the meekness of Christ. Solomon who kept peace among many nations, Joseph who dreamt better for the people, and Christ who accepted us all. O Lord, mend our hearts and stitch together the fabric of this great country. in the spirit of the legendary gospel songwriter Mahalia Jackson. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe the Lord will see us through. I do believe we are on our way to victory. I do believe we will walk hand in hand. I do believe we shall live in peace. I do believe. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe America, we shall overcome. May the Lord bless and keep America, make his face shine upon us, and be gracious unto us, and give us peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Jackie Ivanko, accompanied by the President's own United States Marine Band. Please stand for the singing of the national anthem.
Thank you.